Good Monday morning from South by Southwest in Austin. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by UC Davis. President Donald Trump will sign an executive order today to reorganize the federal government. In the afternoon, a White House aide tells us he will meet with, quote, the victims of Obamacare to hear their stories and discuss how Obamacare is failing them. Trump is lunching with Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao and eating dinner with National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. But first things first, a quick snow update from the Capital Weather Gang, which is reporting that there could be moderate to heavy amounts of snow in the region. But the forecast is extremely complex, and they have a lower confidence in their predictions than previous storms. Now back to our regular programming. This is going to be a big week. The Congressional Budget Office is set to release its score, the fiscal and practical impact of the Republican healthcare bill today, and it's not expected to be pretty. The White House is already busy bashing the CBO, saying it frequently misses the mark, but it will be critical data for Capitol Hill. Trump is also expected to release his budget Thursday. Remember, presidents' budgets are wish lists and oftentimes don't get more than a handful of votes in Congress. Plus, the Fed chair Janet Yellen is almost certain to hike interest rates this week, and the United Kingdom is beginning the process of leaving the EU. Our colleague Burgess Everett scoops that Nevada Republican Dean Heller panned the Republicans' health care bill at a closed meeting with constituents on Saturday. Burgess writes, the remarks by Heller, the most vulnerable GOP senator on the ballot next year, are another sign of the difficult prospects the House bill faces in the other chamber. Already, more than a half dozen senators have criticized the bill, and Republicans can only afford to lose two votes. The New York Times is an A1 story about how Trump is leading the slowest transition in decades, leaving offices at State, the Pentagon, and other departments like Treasury, Commerce, and HHS vacant. Nancy Pelosi is adding some firepower to her communication shop to try and battle Trump. Isaac Dover is reporting that she is bringing back Ashley Etne as communications director and senior advisor. She will focus on oversight, ethics, and Russia. In the juice, we've got it first that American Action Network and the Super PAC, the Congressional Leadership Fund, are becoming the first outside groups to enter into a Google preferred partnership in an effort to advertise more efficiently and effectively with personalized content. The groups are committing 20% of their ad budget to online efforts. Senator Dick Blumenthal got a standing ovation after telling a crowd of 375 people in Bridgeport, Connecticut Sunday that he was going to introduce legislation to reverse Trump's executive orders. After the rally, the Connecticut Democrat was light on details, but told Politico's Scott Mahasky, I'm going to be working with my colleagues, and that it will be similar in purpose to what Senate Democrats introduced after Trump's original travel ban. And don't forget to submit your bracket for the playbook pool. Make sure to submit before the first four games tomorrow. Jake and I will be doing ours today. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.